Thank you for calling
Green Tea Garage Doors.
This call is being recorded.
Please hold for the next available agent.
Green Tea Garage Doors, this is Justina.
Hi, Justina. Hi, Justina. It's Paul calling back. I was just speaking with Simon. He said you were right next to him, but he wanted me to give you a call on your phone number.
Yeah. Hi. Okay. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. So I'm adding you on here as an authorized point of contact. Your first name is Justina.
Yep, you got it.
And your last name?
I'll spell it. So it's B as in boy, R. A, Z as in zebra, I, U, L, Y, T as in Thomas, E.
The last letter, did you say Z, like zebra?
E as in eagle.
Oh, E. Okay, I gotcha. So I have B-R-A-Z, I-U-L-Y-T-E.
Yep, you got it.
And then Simon wanted not only his email address on file, but also the kind of the office email, the company email.
Yeah, so I can give that to you, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, so it's a green, like the color green.
Mm-hmm.
T, like the letter T is in Thomas.
Okay.
Garage Doors with an S at the end at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. So the name of the business at gmail.com, and that's how the business is to be branded, right? Green,
yep.
And then just the capital letter T, Garage Doors?
Yep, correct.
Okay, perfect. And then I might have asked Simon before, but just to clarify, the address of 424 Fort Hill Drive, Unit 136, is that an address that customers go to, or the business is entirely service-based? No one ever comes to you. You just go out to them.
It's service-based.
Okay, so is that his address, his residence?
No, it's our office address.
It is the office address. So you do receive mail there, but customers don't go there?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate you helping me to clarify that. And then one of the things that I would do, and it seems like this would be with you, is to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. And that's kind of to get all the information that we need, kind of questions answered, things like hours of operation for the company, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, anything unique about the business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So that would be in that follow-up call. We would schedule that follow-up call even for later today if you do have time. You don't have to be in front of a computer. It takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Simon did say that you would be the one to handle that call. And then the other thing that we're required to do here, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to the account as an added form of protection, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing both the cost of the service as well as the one-time setup fee. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward, okay? Now, Justina, I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there and schedule that follow-up call. Is that fair?
Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
And then give me just one quick second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, Justina, can you please restate the name of the business as you would want it to appear online?
Yep, Green Tea Garage Doors.
Okay, that's how I have that, green like the letter, or green like the color, I should say, T like the letter. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
I am Justina Brazilit, and I am the office manager.
Okay. And Justina, as the office manager for Green Tea Garage Doors, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Justina, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And it's just to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you are also actively involved in the campaign, or the company is, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to call you. For that particular reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Justina. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is actually month to month. The reason we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for the company. We certainly wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services we are already providing. Equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of the business information is always accurate, current, and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for the business online, Justina, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Of course.
Perfect. Now to, let's see, with all of the reductions in the costs that we're applying here, so we're reducing both the setup fee and the subscription cost, and this is something that we've spoken with at length with Simon. This next part, and it is month to month too, so this next part says, your payment for the initial term, including the greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 6th of May, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 6th of the month at a further reduced rate of just $299.00. Justina, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls do come directly to the company. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. Now, it is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, no contract, which, of course, means that you guys can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can even pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, the service can be paused seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request, Justina, to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Justina,
okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you guys?
A Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It is the Simon's name as well as the business name.
Okay. And I never did get Simon's last name. I mean, we've spoken many times, but I've just been calling him Simon. What is his last name?
It's Hannah, H-A-N-N-H.
Hannah. I think I might have it in the notes somewhere, just not where it would save. Okay. And then it's got the business name, Green Tea Garage Doors?
Yes.
Okay, and he was just on the previous call and handed it over to us. All right. And then you said that was a Visa card, right? That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
All right. It's 4154. 1799.
Okay.
1246.
All right.
7410.
And then the expiration month and year?
03 of 26.
03 of 2026. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
473.
473. So I have 473 473 on the back, and then I've got 03 or March of 2026 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 4154? Or 4156, the first four. Four, okay, so it is 4154, and then 1799, 1246, 7410.
Yep.
Okay. Is the billing address of that card the 424 Fort Hill Drive in Naperville?
No. It's a different address. I can give it to you.
Okay. Let me get to that next page. What is the billing address of that card?
1210 Greensfield Drive. So Greensfield Drive.
Okay. And then the zip code?
60563.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's still in Naperville. 1210 Greensfield Drive.
Yep.
Perfect. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email that will go to the company email. The confirmation email has the client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. And of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that day or the following business day if they get it towards the end of the day or after hours. But you will get that information by way of email. If you've got, though, a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877 635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. And again, like I said, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And you'll receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. Now, when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. I also wanted to add a little bit of extra protection here, just a simple question and an answer. So anyone who calls us and tells us they are with Green Tea Garage Doors, whether it's you or Simon or anybody else, we will occasionally ask for the answer to the security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you moving forward, if they tell you they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within 10 seconds, just let them go. If anyone ever calls you moving forward and tells you that you owe more money for your Google listing or anything like that, just politely let them go. The whole point of the voice verification is that it's recorded, it attaches to your account as an added form of protection, and it is clear. Moving forward, it bills on the 6th of the month for $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, your options for the security question here are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. I mean, it could be for you or for Simon, as long as you guys both know the answer. Which of those would you want for the security question?
Do the city you were born in.
Okay, the city, and then the answer?
Beirut, so B-E-I-R-U-T.
Okay, I have to type it in twice. All right, so you're all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive the email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I got the email with the invoice.
Oh, you did. Perfect. And that's the actual one that you want, that we want you to see now. The emails are sent in bulk every couple of minutes, so it should piggyback real quick, the welcome email and perhaps one other, but that's the one that we want you to see. So if you open it up, it says something like, "Hello, Justina. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below." Then it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." That blue click here is hyperlinked. So if you click on it, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Are you able to see that?
Yes. Wait here. Sorry. Give me just one moment.
Sure. No problem. So it does have the company phone number on here.
Okay, let me see. So I clicked it, and the phone number at the bottom, that's Simon's cell phone number?
Yes, yeah. And then the two boxes below that where it says I agreed to receive SMS messages and I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer, or holder, you're authorized anyway. So you can click on both of those boxes. And then the longer box below it with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would type in your name as it appears. It's case sensitive, so the J and B are capitalized. You can simply copy and paste it, but just be careful to not copy a space before or after. But once you've got your name in that box, please do click the confirm signature box to the right of it. That actually does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, we've reduced the cost of the setup fee, etc. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that if it takes you to a login page and asks for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Yep, I see it.
Okay. So you can actually stop right there. The reason that you're seeing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. Our automated system thinks both that the tracking system is already active and that you're trying to log into it now, neither of which is really true. But the other emails have been sent. One is the welcome email with the client support information that I already gave you, as well as the username and a default password. Now, the username is Simon's cell phone number, the 630-440-5667. Area code's included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just that number. The default password is NetSuccess. You can change that password once you log in. Right now, I wouldn't recommend that you even try logging in right now. Like I said, the automated system thinks that you're trying to access your tracking system. If you try to log in now, it's just going to give you an error message that we're trying to get everything all set up. But once you do log in, if you like, you can change that default password. Some people never do, and either way, it's totally fine. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your records, but we do need to schedule that follow-up call. I think I can still get you in at 4 o'clock. That would be the only spot available today. So we can do 4 if it works for you. Otherwise, we would be looking at sometime tomorrow. You don't have to be in front of a computer for the call, but it does get you pretty close to the beginning of the hour. Takes about a half an hour after that. Would that work out at 4 o'clock?
Is it possible to actually do it later in the day tomorrow? Like around that
tomorrow,
time?
Tomorrow? Well, we could do tomorrow. There's a 4 o'clock or 5. The 5 o'clock is just booked out for today. Did you want to do 4 or 5 tomorrow?
Let's do 4 tomorrow.
4 o'clock. Okay, so we'll do it for 4 tomorrow. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for about a half-hour phone call. Usually gets you right near or at the top of the hour and off the phone about a half-hour after that. Justine, if I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to make that call, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I may already be on a call. Either way, they're going to take really good care of you. Other than that, the other email sent out is just kind of, like I said, it's automated, so everyone gets it. Action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It's just that the process of getting PIN verified has gotten a little bit more comprehensive, so Google wants us to provide supporting document that every business that we get on that first page is an active, actual business in the local area, and we'll provide the services listed when called. So any of those photos you can send our way, and there is a link. So, you know, tools or equipment, the work vehicle, any business card. Is the business is licensed and insured, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. No actual workplace, obviously, but, you know, the office or anything like that usually works for that since you guys are service-based. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I actually hope that I am in between phone calls when we give you that call around 4 o'clock tomorrow. We will be calling this phone number, the 0007 phone number. That's your number, right? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So we'll call that number, and like I said, hopefully I'll be between phone calls to say a quick hello to you. Other than that, real pleasure speaking with you, and of course, has been a pleasure speaking with Simon. We're looking forward to getting this going and getting that website out there in front of more eyes, getting your phone ringing a little bit more, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
I'll get it
tomorrow.
Thank you. All righty. I appreciate you guys. You take care. You enjoy the rest of the day. Thanks, Justina.
You too, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too, Paul.
Bye.